Hello and welcome to Films Apart. Today we're trying something different. We're doing a little micropod or a microcast.
Ooh, exciting. Yeah. What are we calling it? Pod or cast? Micropod? Microcast?
I prefer microcast.
Okay, we'll go with that then.
Okay. Yeah. So we're going to be looking for
Christmas cast.
A Christmas cast?
Micro Christmas cast. I'm complicating things. Just
as
go.
Usual. So we're going to look through Josh Lesmy, a journalist, I suppose, at Thought Catalogue. I don't know why I question his credentials. But his...
A debatable journalist.
I am not a fan of his work. With his 8 most debatable Christmas movies.
Oh, okay. Go on.
So, at number 1, we have Die Hard.
Yeah, people do debate that quite a lot. I agree that that is a debatable Christmas movie. You know, his journalism is clearly...
It holds up here.
So far.
I would argue that it is a Christmas movie.
I would agree that it is a Christmas movie.
And it annoys me when people say that it's not, because they're just being stupid.
But I think there's lots of things that you can buy nowadays. This is marketed as a Christmas movie, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
You get, like... There's, like, a 12 Days to Christmas where Hans Gruber
is
like sort of slowly falling to the ground.
Oh, that's great.
I'm sure it's something like that.
That sounds like it's a thing. And if not, it should be made. So number 2, we have Batman Returns.
Oh, is that a debatable Christmas movie?
I've not seen it. I've not seen any of the original Batman films.
You should watch them if you want to.
Okay, I'll think about it.
I haven't watched it for years and years and years, so yeah. I couldn't even disagree with him on this. It might be a debatable Christmas movie.
Which one is this?
This is the one with the penguin. This is the one with where Danny DeVito is penguin. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I remember of it. I remember liking it. They were quite dark, those early Batman films.
Tim Burton, aren't they?
I suppose I was quite young when they came out.
I suppose
single
another
digits.
Tim Burton film that's on this list, Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that it's a Christmas film.
It doesn't feel like a Christmas film, other than the fact that there's like ice sculptures.
Yeah, I think it takes place all throughout the year, doesn't it? It's just parts of it are set at Christmas. I don't think that should count. Which is similar to another one on here, which is the Harry Potter series. Every single Harry Potter films
at Christmas.
Just because of they take place over a year and some of them have Christmas scenes in, which I don't think is a good enough reason to call them Christmas films.
I mean, I'm not really a big fan of Harry Potter, so I don't think they should be on any lists.
No? What about lists of films that are overrated and you shouldn't watch?
Well, you know, no, I don't want them, you know, advertised in any way, shape or form.
Okay.
No, I'm only joking. I'm not that bothered by it. But I couldn't care either way. But no, I wouldn't know. I've seen the first one. I've seen a bit of the second one.
Yeah.
And I remember something underwater in maybe the...
I think that's the fourth one.
Fourth
maybe.
One? Yeah. And that's I remember.
They get better as they go on. I think the first few were children's films.
Yeah.
Because of it's all...
Children.
Children, yeah.
Yeah.
As they get on, they get a bit better.
Less children.
Yeah. As they grow up a bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. We've got Gremlins, which we spoke about the other week.
Yeah, that is definitely a Christmas film.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I don't know how it could be debated that it's not, just because of it has horror aspects, maybe.
I guess so.
It's a Christmas film.
Yeah.
Frozen?
Frozen, I mean...
That's not a Christmas film.
It's just cold.
It's just snow. That's it. There's snow.
Let It Snow. I that was a film that I was... quite disappointed about, because I quite like Disney films, some Disney films anyway, and this was so hyped, so massively overhyped, that I remember watching it thinking, well, I'm probably going to enjoy it because it's liked so much, there's going to be something, but I didn't enjoy it. I found it irritating, and it might be just because it was overhyped, and so I went into it with high expectations, and I came out the other end thinking, Olaf just does, you know, I can't.
Didn't do it for you.
He just didn't do it for me.
No.
Yeah.
Well, I think it was aimed at little girls, to be fair, Lewis.
Well,
maybe
I'm being a bit harsh then.
Yeah.
But,
Who is your favourite Disney princess?
I wouldn't know how to answer that.
Don't know.
I'd have to seriously think about it.
Yeah,
it would take
it's a big debate.
Yeah.
Okay. I've seen Frozen. I remember.
Did you like it?
No, because my sister watched it every week. So
okay.
it's a bit of an irritating one for me. Moving on.
Yeah.
Trading Places. This is one that I mentioned to you earlier that I've not seen.
Yeah. I mean, it's again, it's set at Christmas. It has this kind of what's the word when you it's like Prince to Pauper. It's like the opposite. It's in reverse. Where a very, very wealthy person is kind of forced to become very poor. These rich brothers play a game with one of their employees and somebody they see on the street, and they give wealth to the poor guy, and they take wealth from the rich guy. And they do this sort of experiment with them. It's a really good film. Yep. Well worth watching.
One that I need to watch.
Yeah.
I didn't realise it was R-rated. I've heard the title and like know of it, but I didn't realise it was an R-rated film.
I didn't really. I think there's a bit of swearing in it, a bit of nudity.
Oh, I can't watch that then.
Yeah.
I can't stand potty mouths. The next on the fucking list is Lethal Weapon.
Lethal Weapon is a Christmas film. I can't remember that being a Christmas film.
I don't know if I've seen Lethal Weapon or not.
Well, then you can't really debate this.
No, I can't. I can't remember. I've seen the Always Sunny in Philadelphia episode where they try and make Lethal Weapon like 5.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
If that means anything.
Doesn't that mean, wasn't well, a Christmas it episode. Does mean something. But not to you. Not to me, yeah.
Would you say it is?
I don't know. I can't remember. All I can remember is Mel Gibson doing a thing with his hand with the dog. And that could have been in Lethal Weapon 2. I can remember having Lethal Weapon 2 on VHS and watching that quite a few times. But I can't remember the first one so much for some reason. It's weird. It's like Rocky 4 as well. I've seen Rocky 4 way more than I've seen the other Rockies.
I've been told to watch Rocky 4 quite a few times by someone I used to be friends with.
I mean, I would say in hindsight that without a doubt the first one is the best.
Yeah, I've only seen the first.
Are they worth watching?
Yeah, we'll have to check them out.
Yeah.
Well, that's the end of this list, so it's the end of the micropod.
And that was a debate.
It was a debate.
I don't know what do other people think. Is Lethal Weapon a Christmas movie? Is Batman Returns a Christmas movie? Is Edward Scissorhand? See, I think most people would agree that Die Hard's a Christmas movie. I can't, even though I know it's a famous debate, I think most people.
I feel like people that say it's not just want to sound cool. Grow up. Thanks for listening, guys. Merry Christmas.
Have a Merry Christmas.
Bye.